Parshas Matos Maaseh. There is a moment when a desire stops asking for permission and begins asking for property. At first, it only wants a moment. Look, take, answer back, escape, rest. Justice wants. But if a person keeps opening the door, the voice changes. It does not only ask for an action anymore. It asks for space. It asks for furniture. It asks for a key. Stay here. Build here. This fits us. This is where we belong. And then it asks for the deepest thing of all. It asks for our name. We are angry. We are weak. We are trapped. We are the person who cannot change. That is the battlefield. The Yetzer Hara does not only want a person to fall. It wants us to move in. The fall is not the final danger. The final danger is when we begin to call the place we fell our home. Before Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, before the battles, before the inheritance, before each Shevet receives its future, the Torah teaches the first condition for a holy life. We must know where we cannot live. Parshas Matos begins with Nedarim, vows. A Yid can take something permitted and say, for me this is forbidden. Why? Because not everything permitted is harmless. Some things enter quietly, but they do not remain small. A comfort becomes an escape. An anger becomes an identity. A pleasure becomes a hunger. A habit enters as a guest and slowly becomes the owner of the house. So Matos gives a Yid a weapon, a word, a boundary, a holy no. A nether is not self-hatred. It is self-government. It is the moment a Yid says, this may be permitted, but for me right now, it is becoming dangerous. It is taking too much room inside me. It is teaching me to obey it. It is making me smaller. I am drawing the line before this becomes my address. That line is not weakness. That line is royalty. Lo yachil dvoroi. A Yid must not profane his word, because a Yid's word is not cheap. His mouth can become the place where the Neshama takes back the throne. Then the Torah shows us what happened when comfort becomes too powerful. Reuven and Gad see land across the Yarden. Good land, practical land, comfortable land. It fits their cattle. It fits their needs. It makes sense. And that is exactly why it is dangerous. Because comfort does not always sound like rebellion. Sometimes comfort sounds responsible. Why cross the Yarden? Why fight? Why keep walking when this place already works? They say we will build pens for our cattle and cities for our children. First cattle, then children. That is what happens when comfort becomes king. It rearranges the heart. Possessions before people, convenience before destiny, comfort before mission. Moshe Rabbeinu corrects them. Build cities for your children and pens for your sheep. First children, then cattle. First mission, then comfort. First destiny, then possessions. Moshe Rabbeinu does not say comfort is evil. He says comfort must never sit on the throne. Then comes Maaseh. The Torah lists the journeys. Vayisu vayachanu. They traveled, they camped. They traveled, they camped. Because life has stations. A station called anger. A station called craving. A station called escape. A station called comfort. A station called, this is just how I am. And the Yetzer whispers, camp here forever. Bring in the furniture. Hang our name on the wall. Call this place our home. But Maaseh says no. We may have craved there, but we did not live there. There is a famous story about the Chafetz Chaim. A guest came to his home and saw how simple it was, almost bare, hardly any furniture. The guest asked, "Where is all your furniture?" The Chafetz Chaim asked, "And where is your furniture?" The guest answered, "My furniture, I am only traveling." The Chafetz Chaim answered, "So am I." That is Maaseh, so am I. The world is not the final home. This craving is not the final home. This anger is not the final home. This weakness is not the final home. A person makes the greatest mistake when he furnishes a temporary station like eternity. We put our shame there, our habits there, our excuses there, our identity there, and the Yetzer Hara says, "Now we live here." But the Neshama answers, "No, I am traveling. I may have camped here, I may have struggled here, I may have fallen here, but I do not live here." Matos says, "Draw the line. Ruin and God teach, restore the order." Maaseh says, "Leave the station." Eretz Yisrael says, "Our real place is ahead of us." The desire was never our name. The weakness was never our home. The comfort was never our destiny. It is only a station. And every station has an exit. With Hashem, we can keep walking.